All right. Part two of limits. I don't care what variable you use. If you learned L'Hopital's rule, you may not use L'Hopital's rule. I want you to have a good understanding of trig derivatives using all, part of this is actually to make sure you understand all the formulas. Formulas that you may not have seen in a year, but formulas that you need to have memorized. Regardless of what was on the analysis final last year and they handed you formulas, not anymore. You need to know these formulas. So, number six, plug in pi. Limit as x goes to pi. We know the first rule, always plug it in. I love that I can walk underneath and not block the picture. I used to have to walk and... All right, what do you get when you plug in pi?
You get undefined.
You get undefined. 0/0, right? Indeterminate form. Okay. 0/0, indeterminate form. Indeterminate form because you cannot determine it. It's an easy way to remember it. There are a bunch of indeterminate forms. These are some indeterminate forms. 0 times infinity. 0 is very, very small. Infinity is very, very large. I could create a problem where 0 times infinity is 0, where 0 times infinity is 1/6, or 0 times infinity is infinity. It kind of depends on the relationship of the 0 versus the infinity, which is, quote, stronger. 0/0 and infinity over infinity are indefinite forms. Or indeterminate forms, excuse me. I will teach you next week L'Hopital's rule. I'll teach you how to use it to check your work. But when it comes down to doing a trig limit, I want one day we're going to do them all the way out. Do any of you remember what your teacher, what you did in your class last year? When you were taking the limit of something and you went towards a number... and you got 0/0. What did you do next?
I think you had to rewrite the limits so d approaches 0.
Okay, you rewrote the limit so the number approached 0. Because again, we want to use that sine x over x if we can, or 1 minus cos x over x. Those are the ones that work. But sine x over x, x has to go towards 0. X has to get very, very small. Same with 1 minus cos x over x. All of you will have used different variables. Did Mrs. Lee?
D.
Yeah. Mrs. Lee used D? Yeah. What did Mr. Trem use?
Y.
H? Used Y? Okay, so you have different variables. I tended to use an A. So, you set a variable. You can use whatever variable you want. I really don't care. You set it equal to, look at the inside of the squared quantity. That's one of the easiest ways to do it. Let it equal the inside of the squared quantity, x minus pi. I'll show you another problem where you have a bunch of different choices, but you'll still all get to the same answer. If a is equal to x minus pi, we have to look and make sure we can make all our substitutions. What is a going towards when x goes towards pi?
0.
Good. And what is x equal to? So
I've got an a plus pi.
A plus pi. So you make your substitution. So that'll be the limit as a goes to 0 of 1 minus the cosine of 2 times a plus pi all over a squared. Look at all the pretty colors. Now I can see that I have the bottom going to 0 and the top going to 0 still pretty easily. But maybe I could do something else. So once I make my substitution, what would work, what would be helpful?
You have to do the angle.
The angle?
It, I mean, to add the angles.
The right. Double cos, is it a, well, right. You could do a double cos, I would do something slightly different. I would put the two through. Now I'm gonna go back to all orange right here. The limit as a goes to 0 of 1 minus the cosine, and I'm going to write this out, 2a plus 2 pi right here, all over a squared. Multiply the 2 through, and then do the cosine angle addition formula. Anyone remember what that was?
Cos a, cos b.
Cos of the first, cos of the second, minus
sine
of the first, sine of the second. Now, cos of the first, cos of the second, minus, but what's going to happen?
It becomes
pi. Remember, you're subtracting cos, cos, minus sine, sine. So it should be a plus sine 2a, sine 2 pi. In this particular problem, it will not matter. In other problems, it could. You can mess yourself up and get stuck halfway through the problem right here if you don't distribute any negatives correctly. All right, do we know any numbers here? Let's review our trig.
Cos of 2 pi.
Yep, think of the picture of cosine of 2 pi.
It's 0, so it's 1.
Yep, it's 1.
Then sine is 0.
1. 0. So I've got 1 minus the cosine of 2a over a squared. Can we take a limit of that yet? All I've done is use an angle addition formula. What happens when I plug in a being 0 here? 2 times 0, cosine of 0 is? Cosine of 0 is? 1. 1 minus 1 is 0. Do I solve 0 over 0?
Yes.
What do I have to do now?
You can separate the terms.
You can, but it's actually going to end up not helping you because you're going to still end up getting an indeterminate form times infinity.
Oh.
Yeah. You see the a squared in the bottom? Remember we talked about it in problem number 12 over there is a perfect example. I've got x squared in the bottom, so I want that many signs in the top. I don't have any signs. But I do know that 1 minus cosine times 1 plus cos. Gives you 1 minus cosine squared, which is the same thing as
sine squared.
And once I see the enough signs to match the variables on the other side, I'm ready to evaluate. The big clue that you can't evaluate here is because the a is squared. If you see a squared in on one side, that is going to tell you you're going to have to rationalize. Very rarely do you not have to rationalize when you see an a squared. It does happen. Okay, so how many signs do I have in the top? Two of them. And how many A's do I have in the bottom that they can link up with? So what's the limit of each of those? So 2 times 2 is? 4. 4 in the top. Don't forget about 1 plus cos 2A in the bottom. What is that automatically going to be? It's always the same thing. What was 1 minus cos of 2A? What was that? What did that come out to be? 0, because we kept going, right? So if 1 minus this is automatically 0, what's 1 plus cos 2a? 2. It always will be a 2. The 1 plus the cosine should always be 2. Since 1 minus cosine was 0, that had to be mean cosine was 1. This was 1 minus 1, so this is automatically 1 plus 1, which is 2. 4 over 2 is 2. Vaguely familiar?
Refresh. Remember it now.
Remember it now? Good, good. Let me see if my next one is the right kind of problem. If not, I'm going to make one up. Ah, yep, it is. Thank you. questions on the first problem? Okay, let's look at this one for a moment. Thinking back to the problem we just did, do you think we're going to eventually have to do this 1 plus cos 2a step? Maybe yes, maybe no. We'll check it out. Okay. So, some of you will use a variable and let that variable equal, what would you let it equal?
13.
What would you? What? Some of you will do 3x minus pi. That's what I do. I let it equal the thing on the other side of the trig, excluding a power. What's the other thing it could equal? Yeah, the difference in these two numbers. You could also let it equal this. Now I'm going to show both versions. Version 1, version 2. You pick one and stick with it and start working through the problem. And I don't mind if you work with the person next to you. But start working through. I'm going to show both versions to show you why it comes out to be the same answer. Just the coefficients get dragged along the right way.
All right, so...
Why is it 2a plus 2 pi?
No,
I'm using this version. So if a is equal to, if 3x is equal to a plus pi, I need to plug in for 6x.
Oh.
So 6x is 2a plus 2 pi?
Yes, yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm doing this right. What am I thinking? Check your version of the answer. Whether you plug in, what happens is you end up getting extra coefficients, but the extra coefficients still simplify. This problem I got a 2a and an a. This problem I got a 6a and a 3a. The coefficients will be in the same relation. They just won't always be the same. Is everyone following the problem? Anyone not? Got it? Okay. Familiar, vaguely? Vaguely.
Why did we set 2x minus 1?
The difference in these two numbers is still the same thing as this number here. It's the same because there were no coefficients. It turned out to be
so it's always the difference.
Yeah, it's the difference. It's either this or the difference of the two. Yeah. Because that way your expression will go to zero.
Try one.
do with that one. You may work together if you'd like. The answer you should be getting is 5 over 4.
Cassie, the answer 5/4?
5/4.
Okay, good. Just so we can see it. And then to put a 4A up top,
if I put a 4a up in the top there, I put a 4a in the bottom. That's one, the a's cancel 5/4. That's why you can immediately jump and say 5 over 4. The limit is 5/4. Substitution, angle addition formula, nothing is squared. I'm probably going to be able to stop and evaluate in the middle. Squares, you're going to have to go to the end. Squares, 90% of the time, in fact, 100% of the time, the problems I can think of and that I've seen, you have to go all the way to the end.
Which means that?
Doing the graphing calculators with you?
I do.
Get them out and let's practice graphing. When you are graphing, whenever you're doing anything for AP exam, it should always be on radians. There is nothing more frustrating than getting through a whole test, not sure why your answers don't make a whole lot of sense, and suddenly realizing you've been doing it in degrees. This is my favorite. My husband asked me this. My husband, not like you guys really care, but I'm going to share a little bit of my personal life. He decided to change careers. He worked in, let me just do this for a second. Why is this not turning on? What is this? Oh, because
of the buttons. I didn't press the button well. We got out of college. I married him for love, not his potential, because in my mind there was not a lot of potential. Great guy. Oh, great work ethic, but he's wonderful. I love him. Man of at Lehigh. Oh, yeah. Yes. 20 years we've been together. I know.
Already?
It does make you, yeah. I know, it's amazing, this picture, 20 years. I must have met him when I was, I don't know, 5? No, much older than I look. But I appreciate compliments on how good I look. I fish. That's my favorite, I fish. He's decided to change careers. He was in the semiconductor industry. We all know what happened to the semiconductor and the technology industry in about 2000, tanked. He got laid off, bought his own business, built that up, really liked it, sold the business. But now it's like, I don't want to have my own business anymore, he's going to be a teacher. So he's taking the practice exam. He was graphing a function, and he's like, why is this not looking right? And he graphed the cos function. And here it is, here's the cos function. And he graphed it. And he got that, a straight line. Now we all know, what should a cos graph look like? A wave. If you're ever graphing sine or cosine and you get a flat graph, that's graphing 0 degrees, 1 degree, 2 degrees, 3 degrees, 4 degrees. Be careful. You either have to change your scale to 0 to 360 and cut it at 90 degrees intervals, which is a real nuisance, or better, make sure you're in the radian. Alright, so, let's graph secant. Anyone see secant x on there?
No.
Oh reduce to 1 over cosec.
Yeah. You do cosec. Let me type in. Oh, this is cool. Who's the negative 1? Graph the inverse of the cosine function. Now, I don't want you to always rely on the three-prong test. You will have to at times rely on the three-prong test, but you really got to know what is continuity. Now, does yours look kind of like this? Maybe graph a little slower. Mine, like, whipped through because I don't have batteries. I really do hope you close your car windows. That is an awful feeling. What are these little lines right here? See these vertical lines? What are they? Yeah, believe it or not, the calculator is not graphing an asymptote. It's graphing the last point down here and connecting the dot to the next point. Theoretically, okay, so press the mode button again. And see where it says connected? Go all the way down there and go over to dot. Make sure to always press enter. And then look at your graph. That looks a little odd. It's there. Okay. Now, let's see if we can zoom in. I'm going to zoom box around my little area that I'm looking at. Zoom box. You see that little flashing cursor right in the middle here? That tells you where you're starting out. I'm going to go a little to the left here, and I'm going to go around so I can get just this little area. So I'm going to move my cursor to the left a little bit. And I'm going to also move it down a little bit because I want to kind of just get a nice little cross section. Press enter. Then I continue to toggle. And the toggling will eventually open a little box. So you can see, and once you toggle, it's going to graph a few more points. It's going to graph more points in that smaller area than it does otherwise. Okay. Is f of x continuous at x equals 0? Does it look like it? Let's look like it. Let's look and make sure. But if I go to my table, where'd you go? Oh, there you are. Woo! In my table. Right there, yeah, at x equals 0, I have a y value of 1. When I look at my graph, it looks like it's approaching 1 from both sides. We know our value is 1. As long as it approaches as long as the value is the same thing as what it appears to approach, it's continuous. How about continuity of pi over 2? Pi over 2, we know, is if this is 1, this is 2. Pi over 2 is about 3.5. There's pi over 2 right in the middle. Is it continuous at pi over 2? No. Why not? One idea is there's no limit because you're not approaching the same value from both sides. Good. One side is approaching positive infinity. The other side is approaching negative infinity. So yes, cosine secant is not approaching the same value. There's no limit. What's another reason? What's the secant of pi over 2? Undefined. The secant of pi over 2 is undefined. Plug in pi, secant, pi over 2, you get impossible. I believe it says domain error. Three-pronged approach. It has to have a limit, it has to be defined, and they have to be the same number. This one fails on two of them. It doesn't have a limit, and it's not defined. When you're explaining things like that, you have to use the reasons. That is, I would accept continuity here as it being a discontinuous function by either reason. Hey, there is no limit. You approach positive infinity on the left, negative infinity on the right.